009, Sunday night, Chodesh Halvavos. Shana Bitochon. We'll go over Perek Beis quickly to the place we're up to. Maybe not so quickly, we'll see. What he does in Perek Beis is he actualizes Bitochon. He makes it real. How does he make it real? He says, take a step back and think, what would cause you to have bitachon in someone? Let's say you needed a job. Let's say you needed a loan. You needed someone to ask for a loan from you, or you needed someone to talk to someone to get you a job. Anything you needed, anything you needed to rely on someone for. Forget Hashem, so to speak. What would make you rely on someone? And we're talking about full bitachon. What are the elements needed that you would fully rely on someone? So he says, "Aval hasibos asher behen yitochen habitachon min haboteach al hamivroim." Not Hashem, even people. What would cause you? What are the elements that would cause you to have bitachon? Sheva. So he analyzes it and he comes up with a list of seven things that would cause you to have full bitachon in someone, and without these seven things, you really are not having full bitachon. There would be something missing. Number one is that the person cares about you. Harachamim, v'hachemla, v'hachanina. You probably have different words because I'm using a different translation. Chanina, right? Okay, v'hachanina, v'ohava. That a person cares about you. When you know about someone else, that he cares about you and he loves you, he cares about you, he has compassion on you. So then it's possible for you to rely on him. You'll become, you know, you're bothering him. But just like a child trusts its mother, right, the mother does the child, right? You turn to your mother, you say, can you do this for me? And you trust that she'll do it. You don't say, I'm bothering her too much. It's a mother. Right, we can all identify with that. It's a mother. You have the feelings. You care about your child. You want, so step one is the first element that even if it's a bother, the person's going to care about you. Now, and you have to remember, we say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Ohev Amo Yisrael. So, that's the first element. Hashem loves us. But he's not really talking about Hashem. He's talking about the elements that would allow you to fully trust and rely on someone. So element one is that the person cares about you. Good. V'hashenis, the second element, is even though he cares about you, she'em ha'avosu also, yeda shehu lo yisalei mimenu. He won't forget about you. He'll focus on you. He won't be distracted by other things. Maybe there's other things he cares about also. Maybe he's worried about something going on in his life. So you have to know he's going to stay focused on you. He won't forget about it. V'lo yazniach es tzrochav, and he won't be lazy. He won't ignore. He won't get distracted. He'll focus. He'll focus on you. Eliyeda. Then it's possible for you to rely on the person. On the person, on whatever it is you're relying on. Shehu mishtadol v'doeg l'kach. Ki im lo yizboro lo zeh mimenu. If you don't have the second element, it could be he cares about you, but it could be he's lazy, it could be he's distracted, it could be he has other things to care about also, he doesn't have time for you, it could be he's busy with his other things. So it's not possible to have bitachon. Machmas yidiyoso, because you know his almuso, you know that he'll get distracted, to his rashluso bitzrachav, or he'll get involved with other things, right? Let's say an hour marshal. I'll ask someone, can you do me a favor? Can you talk to this? I called up someone, Erev Pesach, can you talk to this principal to take this kid into the school? And I called Motzei Shabbos. Did you call? No, I didn't call. I didn't get around to it. Okay, called 2 days later. I forgot. 2 days. They have other things on their minds. What the Chavis Halvavis is doing here is he's doing two things. He's making bitachon real. He wants you to realize the elements that are involved in truly trusting and relying. And we're all going to agree with his list of seven things. You can't really fully rely on someone unless these seven things exist. Then in the next paragraph comes the kicker, that there is no one to rely on but Hashem. Only in Hashem are these seven ingredients totally so. Everyone else, anything or anyone else, it's flawed. One of these seven things, each of the seven things really, he says. But Kolshkein, all seven, is somewhat flawed. But let's go through and memorize the list. And he wants to make it real. You want to rely on someone? Okay. Step one is he cares about you. Obviously, he has to care about you. Step two is he's not going to be distracted from what you need, from your needs. He's going to stay focused on you. He won't be distracted or lazy or busy with other things. Okay, that's number two. So, when you have these two elements, one is he cares about you, and two is he pays attention to you, he's focused on you. Okay, now you can have Sophie. Now you can have Pitochen. Pashlishas, number three, is he has to be capable of helping you. He has to overcome any obstacle in his path. Even if things are hard for him, he has to be stronger than those elements. Someone could care about you, and someone could be focused on you, but he has no money to lend you. He doesn't have. Or he, whatever. I mean, any obstacle that arises in his path, he could be blocked from doing it. So how can you fully have bitachon in him? Maybe there'll be ikuvim. Maybe you're relying on him to give you a ride, and maybe his car's not going to start. He has to be able to overcome all obstacles that may come in his path. Vahashlishis, shehei also shabotach olav chazak, bilti menutzach neged ritzono. That there's nothing that will prevent him from helping you, from doing for you what you would like, what you're trusting him to do. V'lo yimne ba'ado, nothing will prevent him milamalei tzrachav l'fishim ho'yacholosh, if he'll be a weak person, if he's weak, lo yitochen, how can you trust him? He could care about you, he could stay focused on you, but he's incapable of helping you. He can't overcome, he doesn't have the yicholos. Lo yitochen ha'bitochen olav, how can you have bitochen afal pishin esboro, even though it's been clear, clarified, chemloso, which was element one, v'hashkachaso, which was element two. But machmas himonos hadvar mimenu al arov, there's always obstacles in life. All sorts of things can happen. He could get sick, he could lose his money, he could, somebody could stop him from anything. There's so many obstacles. Anything you want to do in life, there's obstacles. So he has to be able to overcome all obstacles. That's number three. Number four, shehei also shabotchem olav yodeya ofanei toalios. He knows how to help you. You go to someone, I'm not feeling well, you know, he cares about you, and he's focused on you, and he'll do whatever he can to help you, nothing will stop him, but he doesn't know what to do. He's a layman, he can't write a prescription for you, or he's a doctor even, he doesn't have such a good diagnostic ability. So he doesn't know what's wrong with you, really. He says, I don't know, I never saw something. I don't know. So to have bitachon in someone, you have to trust and know that he knows how to help you. He knows what's good for you and what you need. Oh, then you can have bitachon in him. Shehei also shabotchem olav yodeya ofani to'alio zeh shaboteach olav. He knows how to help the person. V'loye ole mimenu, and it's not hidden from him. Mashe matim lo, what's needed, b'mistorov ubenigleu. Sometimes it's merely superficial. He has to look beyond the superficial. He's gonna, you know, even again, like you say, a doctor, if he's superficial, so he can prescribe for you something that ends up being poison for you. So you have to feel he knows what's best for you. If he's not a good diagnostician, if it's not clear to him how what you need, if I don't feel that he knows what indeed I need, I can't have bitachon on him, even if I know he cares about me and he's focused on me, and that nothing will stand in his way. But he doesn't know what to do. He may do the wrong thing. He might mess me up. He might, bungle. He means well, but when you realize how to help you, that's number four. He's going backwards now because he wants you to memorize it. And he could do it. That was number three. And he stays focused on you. That was number two. That was number one, and he cares about you. Oh, now you can have bitachon on him. But there's more. Number five. Number five is shehezeh shebotchem olav mesura lo levadot hanhagas haboteach olav. There's no one else in charge. Maybe there's someone else in the picture. He can do his utmost. He can do everything, but there's someone else that has a say in the matter too. So you talk to that guy, please, to lend me money. So he fulfills all the things. And then there's someone else that knocks on the guy's door and says he's a bad risk. Don't lend him the money. Don't give him the job. He's not so capable. So how can you fully trust the person you've gone to when you're trying to trust and rely on him? There are other people in the picture too, who have a say in the matter. So you have to know to fully have bitachon on someone. Shehezeh shebotchem olav mesura lo levado. He's the only one in charge of hanhagas haboteach olav. And this goes back meireishis heyoso from way back when, because there's no one else in the picture. And the whole time you in your whole history, you want him to help you, so there's only one person in the picture. Meireishis heyoso vispatruso viankuso v'naaruso, and he has a track record, he means. And you look back, and he has a track record that he's helped you in the past. That's also part of what he's saying. There's no one else in the picture. He's always been there, and he's always been there for you. And no one else was there, so now you could be Rogua. Now you can trust him. Without this element, so even if you have all the others, but I say there's maybe someone else that could stick in. Atzof in Yono, v'chashi yizbor leboteach, after you've clarified, ki hukach, that he's the, that he, that he's always been on your case, so to speak. He's always been there. And he has a track record that there's no one else in the picture. Then, tischayev regiyos nafsho bo, then you can be serene and calm. V'yishoanu olav, then you can rely on him. Machmas mashekodam lo olav mishefa hatovos v'hato alios oritzufos, because there's a track record. In other words, you look back and you say, well, he was the one that took care of me from when I was from way back when. He was always there for me. There was never anyone else in the picture. If there was ever someone else in the picture, then so maybe he can come back into the picture now and do something. So, I don't know, he's saying like two things here. I'm not sure which part he's stressing. He's stressing the person has a track record. He's the only one that was ever around. This is really, the bottom line of what he's saying is, you can fully trust someone if he was always there for you, and he was the only one that was ever there for you. And there's nothing else in the picture. So then, you can rely on him. See, in the next piece he says, number six, I'm not sure, maybe I have to clarify it a bit more. Hashishas Really, in number six, he stresses more, Shehei inen haboteach kulo moser lezeh shehu boteach olav. Because he controls everything. We'll come back to number five in a second. Number six is, it looks like you're saying, I trust this person to do something for me. He could have a stroke. Lightning can strike him. Who knows? He doesn't fully control what he's capable of doing. Something else could be he says, what you want is completely up to him. In other words, you want a loan from someone. So here's where he's saying this point, that there's no one else even that could get you the loan. In other words, to say that I'm fully relying on person A, we're talking about full reliance, to be able to say that I have full bitachon in this, in the object, in this person. We'll say this person. To say I have full bitachon in this person, there has to be no one else that could get you that loan. Even if there's someone else that can get you that loan, you're not really fully relying on that person. We're talking about developing full bitachon in Hashem. That's the goal. It could take years. It could take 20, 30, 40, 50 years. But in order to have full bitachon, he's being an analyst now, to have full bitachon in someone, whatever it is you are relying on him for, it's completely up to him. V'lo yuchal acher lahaziko, no one else can spoil it. V'lo lahoelo, or no one else can accomplish it. This is the only person in your whole world. He compares it, v'lo yuchal lahetiv lo, he can't even do good for you. U'lo salik mimenu dover bilti rotso zulaso. No one can even help you. It's like a tremendous chiddush, the Chavis Halvavus is saying. There's no one else, he says it's like someone in jail, locked up in a pit, like Yosef, and there's one jailer that gives you food three times a day, and you're relying on him. There's no one else that's going to give you the food, and there's no one else that could be mazik. So there's no one else in your world other than that person. Then you can have full reliance. If there's someone else, so you're not going to, even if there's someone else that can help you, but you're not fully relying on this person. So number six is really that to have full bitachon. That's really number six. He's stressing that point. He has to be the only one in the picture. Yeah?
The lahaziko laho ilo, that's going on the person who is relying or the person who is relied upon?
The person who is relying.
Okay.
So, what was the... Now I'm going back to number five. Number five is, apparently, he was always around. He has a track record. I guess that's the... Maybe I said over incorrectly the focus of number five. Now I'm reading it over. Number five is, maybe Levado threw me off. Because that wasn't the point of number five, that it was Levado. The point was he has a track record. That's what he really stresses. Number five is that you have a reason to rely on him. Apparently he's saying that even if you... Listen to what he's saying. He's going into really human psychology. He's saying that even if you know someone cares about you and will stay focused on you and will let nothing stand in his way and at the peak, and he knows what to do to help you, yeah? This is mamish human psychology. He's saying that's all theoretical. But if he doesn't have a track record, if he has never done anything before for you in the past, you won't fully rely on him. It's just not there. That's what the Chavis Halavos is trying to paint, a picture of full reliance, full bitachon. And he's saying if there was no track record, so it's all nice in theory, but you're a little nervous. Is all this going to click? Is all this going to happen? Is it going to come together? Is this really going to happen? So there's a part of you that's nervous. Let's remember Perek Aleph. You have to be totally calm. You have to be totally calm. So now he's saying you need seven elements to be totally calm, to be able, when he says to be able to totally rely, it means to be totally calm and serene. So if the person, that's really what he's saying in number five, I missed it, the word levado threw me off. Not the point. The point is he was always there for you. He was there for you from when you were a fetus, and when you were a child, and when you were growing up, and when you were a young adult, and now, that's what we say, Adheinu Azvunu Rachamecha, V'lo Azvunu Chasadecha, V'yal Techeinu Hashem Elokeinu L'Netzach. He's not talking about Hashem, but that's what he's going to lead to, that only Hashem has these seven elements, fully. So there's a track record. If there's no, right now we're talking psychology. If there's no track record, you're not going to fully rely on this person. There's going to be a part of you that's going to not be rogua. There's a part of you that's not going to be calm and not going to be serene. You're going to want, is this really going to happen? Number six is that there's no one else in the picture. That's number six. There is no one else in the picture. Not for the good, not for the bad. Even for the good. You're not fully relying on him. You have an escape clause. Even if he doesn't come through, I can always go to the other guy. So it sounds great. But Chaim Salvovitz is really getting into the kishkes of bitachon. And he's saying, it's taka very nice, but it means that you don't fully have bitachon on person A. Because there's part of you that's saying, you know, I can get along with, I don't have to fully rely on him. I have another way of getting it. So that's not full bitachon. It means you're partly split. You're partly split. You're having 80% bitachon, 70%, maybe 50% bitachon. You have an alternative. Number six is you have no alternative. Bashvius, and Shvius really brings back the Chiddush of Perek Aleph. The first element was he cares about you. The seventh element is, and he makes this into an element in and of itself, because we really saw this principle in Perek Aleph. You have to believe that he cares about you even if you're undeserving. Maybe he's angry at you. Maybe he did something wrong. Maybe he stepped on his toes. He's not talking about Hashem directly. Maybe he stepped on his toes. You're nervous, you know. Maybe he'll think, well, he did this once for you before, you weren't makir tov enough, why should he do it again? You have to feel that he, and everybody, as we said in Perek Aleph, everybody feels unworthy. Everybody feels, you know, maybe. So he says, number seven is that you believe that the person who cares about you is so good and so loving and so caring, both lemisha roi lekach, for a deserving person, ulemisha ena roi lo, someone that's not deserving. Now he's not talking about Rishonim. That we'll see later in Shar Bitachon. He's not talking about Rishonim who battle with Hashem. He's talking about your average gal. You're doing your best. You're trying. You slip. You try again. You messed up one day. You try better the next day. He's talking about regular people. He's not talking about Rishonim. He's not talking about Haman, about Paro. He's not talking about people who want to be oker, want to forget about Hashem. People who deny Hashem. He's not talking about atheists. He's not talking about wicked people. He's talking about your average person who will always feel that, you know, maybe Hashem will decide I don't deserve this. So he says, number seven is you have to believe that he's so loving and so caring. The Yehetuvo Rotzuf, and it's constant. The Chazdo Lelo Hafuga, and he just keeps giving, right? The gift that never stops giving. Lo Mukuta, it won't get cut off. The Lo Mufsuk. He's not going to all of a sudden pull the plug. Enough. These are the seven things He's talking now psychology. He's not talking about Hashem. He's not talking about Frumkeit. He's identifying. Someone wrote a thesis. So you'll find it on the internet. I forgot what words to use though to find it. Someone used the Chovos Halavos as a basis for their doctorate to identify why a religious person who believes in Hashem, he takes the Chovos Halavos' point that serenity, calm, and he people answered questions. He did like surveys. He did like his research for, I don't know how long it took him. I don't know, a year, two, three, whatever. It's like that his doctorate was that religious people have less emotional issues. They're more calm. They're able to face life more. So it sounds partial to us, but he used the Chovos Halavos as a base. And he identified these seven elements. This is what you need to be calm. This is what you need. You're relying. We can't do things on our own. We're always relying on someone or something, right? Even if it's the delivery truck. We're relying on the delivery truck. We're always relying on something. That's what we talked about in the introduction to Shahar Bitachon. You can't say, I'm independent. I'm independent. I take care of myself. We have to rely on something. We have to rely on anything. This light's burning. Well, we're relying on the electric company to supply it. We're relying on the person that installed the electricity in the house. There's not going to be a nituk. Right? We're always relying on somebody. Or something, somebody. So, these are the seven elements that allow you. Without these seven elements, you're not fully relying, really. There's part of you that's nervous. There's part of you that's unsure. There's part of you that's unsure. What's going to be? So, Hare Mishin is counsible, Kol Eilu Amashi is carnally ill. Someone that has. Whoever can say that all these seven elements have come together, im mashe his karnu le'el. What do you have at the end of the sefer?
After the seven?
Hare mishin is comfortable kol elu.
Kashenach kol
elu.
No. Before that. Three lines before that. Here. I guess he means in the introduction. These seven things with what we said before. So I'm not sure what he means with what we said before. Maybe he means in the introduction what he talked about. Nishlomo botnoya bitachon. He has all the conditions of bitachon. The chova. Chova means you have to. But he doesn't mean you have to in an obligatory sense. He means it's natural, it follows. That's what he means, chova. Mm-hmm. You'll rely on that person. That's gonna happen. But chova, I'll call me sheyeda ezos. Once, if you identify the neighbor next door, theoretically you identify the neighbor next door as having these seven elements, obviously you would then rely on that person. He's interested now in identifying the things that allow you to have bitachon, and they say more than allow, that demand bitachon. The yeraga olav, and then you'll be calm. That's such an important element. That's part of his definition in Perek Aleph. You'll be calm. Benegleihu ubesisro velibo ve'evarov. He means really. He doesn't mean to fake it. Doesn't mean to go through the motions. Peniglehu is going through the motions. Ubisisro means deep down. The libo, the evorov, your body language will be the body language of someone who's calm and is relying on someone else. That has all these elements. Now, he says an amazing thing. He says, listen to these last few words of this paragraph. What will then happen? The yismaser liritzono. You will then willingly do whatever this person wants. If you know that you can rely on him, and then he asks something of you. That's what the Chayav Halvavah says. It's something to think about. This is what he's saying. If you have total reliance on someone, and in all your inyanim, in what you need, and we need a lot, we need oxygen, we need to eat, we need to have money, we need to take care of ourselves, we need our health, we need a lot of things. If there's an object of our reliance, a person, Hashem, to whom we can identify having these seven elements, you will automatically, I don't know automatically, he says, it then follows naturally, that's a better way of putting it, that you will, and you might say at first, well, why does it follow naturally? So let's see these very few words of the Chavis HaLolos to end the paragraph. He says, V'yismaser l'ritzono, you will willingly do his will if he asks something of you. V'yikabel mishpoto b'ratzon, and when something unpleasant happens to you, and you realize it's coming from that source, you won't lash back. You won't get depressed. You might be sad. I'm saying this. Sad is a human emotion. I don't think the Chavis HaLolos doesn't want us to be sad when something unpleasant occurs. But he does. You won't get depressed. You'll accept it as the will of Hashem. Because, and then, you know, you have a mitzvah to be done. People look up schus. Now you're going to go home and you're going to tell... You're going to tell your husbands that you learned tonight that the Chavis HaLolos says you have to be done a Kodesh Baruch Hu L'Kav Zchus. That's what he says. The Yachshav Olav Tov, you'll think the best of him only. B'chol Mishpot Duvu Pa'olav. Think. Let's think of our mothers. I don't know if that's always true, but it's the closest thing we can come. You have someone that loves you. Let me go in order. You have someone that loves you and cares about you. You have someone who's constantly thinking about you. We say, I'm never far from their minds. You're always on their minds. Nobody could stop them from doing for you. They know what you need. They have a track record. There's no one else in the picture. And they love you and are gonna do for you even if you don't really deserve it. And then something unpleasant happens. Says the Chavis HaLolos, you're not going to be angry. You're not going to say, how dare you? What kind of business is this? It's not fair. You're going to be done HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Katzos. Because if you've internalized all these things, and then something unpleasant happens, you're going to say, well, I guess this is what's best for me. Because I know Hashem can do anything and nothing could stop him. And I know. So once you've internalized these things, he says, let's go over this. It's really off on a tangent and it's an amazing thing, he says, to think about it and see why it's true. It's not good. If we just learn here Sunday night for a couple of minutes, it's not worth much. It's not worth much. It's things to think. I hope I'm giving it over in such a way that you have what to think about. What does Chavis HaLolos say here? We're learning Chavis HaLolos very carefully. We're not just running through it. In these last few words of this paragraph, he turns over the whole world. He says a tremendous chiddush. He talks about things that are l'chayre, not relevant to bitachon. He says, once you establish and internalize these seven things, you will lovingly and willingly do what that person wants. I think of a mother is like the closest we can come to it in Kashmir, I guess. If all these seven things, to whatever degree it's true. It's just like, can you get me a cup of water? You're going to run. How could you not do what they want? You have so much hakaras hatov. And this is really the Chavis HaLolos' huge base for life, is Hakaras HaTov. So he doesn't talk about it. He just says, V'yismaser l'ritzono, you will do that person's will. You'll run to do that person's will. And Yikabel Mishpato Baratzon. Baratzon. You will willingly accept unpleasant things that happen. Mishpat. When Midas Hadin strikes, when things are not so good, or appear to us not so good, then we're living in a world where to be healthy is good, and to be unhealthy is I'll say the word bad, because that's how, those are the words we use, right? It's good to have things, and it's not good not to have things. It's good to be healthy, it's not good to be sick. It's good to be rich, it's not good to be poor. Look, that's how we live, that's our world. So when something unpleasant, I'll call it, I won't call it bad, something unpleasant happens, you'll be done like a Baruch Hu L'Kav Zchus. You say, well, I know no one did it despite his will, and I know he loves me, and I know he's thinking about me every second. It's not like someone snuck through the crack, and when the policeman wasn't watching, someone climbed in the window and stole something from me. So you'll be done L'Kav Zchus, I guess. Now, how will you deal with it? Those are other limudim. You will think, maybe it's a kapara for averus. It wasn't meant to be. Maybe it's really no good for me. Etc., etc. I mean, that's another limud, is how to deal with it. But what he's saying is that if you internalize these seven elements, you will, A, willingly, like lovingly, and do Hashem's will, and you will be danim l'kav zchus. Whatever happens to you, you'll be able to accept.
So I don't totally understand how this goes with the track record, because what if this unpleasantness that a person is perceiving has happened from a young age, or a person had to go through many, many trials when they were younger? How do you establish the track record?
It doesn't have to be, the track record of pleasantness doesn't have to be true about every element of your life. As you say, people could be poor, can be in poverty from the day they were born. But the track record is there in other things. First of all, this person that was poor his whole life and suffered, he's alive now. So there's a track record of keeping him alive. And everybody has had good things happen to them. I mean, it's if they think, right, you tell them, you know, they say Pokei Achivrim in the morning. They could see. They could function. They're alive. They have children. They think of the good things. So the person has a track record of caring about them. If the person would be Mazniach them, if Hashem would not care about us, things, why would we be alive now? Why would we be able to function? So the track record doesn't have to be true about every element of life. It means there's a track record of caring, of taking care of you. It doesn't have to be every prat that you would want.
Yeah. Well, I was told, and I found it very useful, to keep a notebook. And I've got two. One where the things are good from the beginning, and one where the things appeared bad when they happened. And it turned out that it was the best thing that could ever have happened to me.
Yeah, that's a way of dealing with that. To remember that things you thought were terrible turned out to be very good at the end.
Okay, I don't understand number six. And that if you're supposed to rely on Hashem and not have a third party come in.
Realize what he's doing. I'm sorry.
How would you go... Let's say, I don't know, you wanted to borrow money, like you said, right? If there's not supposed to be anybody else in the picture, then why would you go to somebody and ask them for money? Like,
because,
are you not involved?
Because you know that money's not going to fall down from heaven. But what you do is when you go to that person and you're deciding, let's say, which dress to wear, right? Mm-hmm. Instead of obsessing, you go into the bank and you open your closet, and we all do this. You say, "Oh, that's a little too flowery. You're going to get a wrong impression of me. Maybe I should wear a business suit. And it's a little too formal and scary. Maybe I should wear my yontif dress." And you start obsessing on that. And then you say, "Wait a second. Who's really deciding if he should lend me money?" So you're not going to walk in there with a dress that has stains on it, right? That would be like crossing a busy highway with your eyes closed, which we're not allowed to do. And we're going to learn the exact guidelines of that as we go through Shara Bitachon. But that's the point. Money's not going to rain down from heaven. So you go to the person with money, and you ask him for money. But in your mind, you're davening, and you know that it's Hashem that's making the decision, and you're relying on Hashem to get him to say yes. So what's the practical difference? Is you're not going to obsess on which dress to wear. You'll get a clean dress, you know, it'll be clean, you'll be presentable, but you're not going to obsess. This is what we all do in one way or another. We start focusing, we put our reliance on really silly things. So that's the point.
Yeah.
Number six is it's not really this person that's deciding. It's not really the bank president that's deciding. It's not really who's deciding.
I was just saying, there's something in life that can obscure that.
Well, that's the avoda. Bitachon's an avoda. No one's going to walk out of here with full bitachon. Bitachon is a lifelong pursuit. Chavis Halvoda is identifying what to work on. I say, you know, after we finish, or maybe as we go along, it would be very helpful to make what they call a worksheet. I'm not so good at that, but it would really be extremely helpful to have what we call a worksheet. And they even like make hatsagot, like they have situations. This would all be very useful and helpful. It's very hard. These are all nice words. I am aware of it. Believe me, I'm not there. I'm a person also, I know, yeah.
I'm not sure if I missed something, or maybe we haven't gotten to it yet, but is there any reason up till now that we should, at this point, already have more bitachon in Hashem, than we should in a person?
Well, he just identified the seven elements which psychologically allow, and then he says, and demand that we have bitachon. In the next paragraph, which we're up to, which we'll start next week, he says, hey, let's face it, no human has these elements. Okay. Thank you.